You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody. If you're listening to the show and you're noticing a little bit of a format change, it's a new year and we're evolving our format. Wanda's going to be much more involved. I love it when you're involved, Wanda.
Thanks.
And we're going to talk a little bit and give you some tips and insights on how you, too, can be successful. A lot of people come up to me and they say, Jim, how can I be successful in business? Give me some tips. Please mentor me. I mentor a lot of the young people that come here from UF. I get a lot of people jobs, and one of the best and most replayed interviews and segments is when I talked about how to get your dream job. In fact, if you're out there and you're looking to get a job, listen to that one. It's a great, great, great tips in there on how to get your dream job. But I'm going to talk a little bit today. I'm going to give some general tips about what I do to be successful. And then as we go forward, we're going to dive deeper in. And I think pretty much every week, we're going to do at least one segment where I'm going to talk about tips and dive in. And it's going to be things that you can do to be more successful. I want to start with something that's real important. It's actually one of the most important things that I do that I'm really good at, and I call it giving good phone. You like that one?
Yeah, tell me more, Jim.
All right. Well, it all starts with being happy.
Giving good phone.
Exactly. Nobody wants to talk to somebody grouchy or, can I use the B word on the show, bitchy?
Okay. I got to hit the button.
Sorry. Anyway, so you can't have a bad attitude on the phone. My favorite is I love getting the gatekeeper, because if you get the gatekeeper, you get everybody else there. And my favorite line when they go, hi, who's this? And I go, well, this is Jim Freed. And they go, what are you calling? Usually by at this point, I go, well, so-and-so knows me. I'm just a friend. I'm calling about some business. Well, they're not in. Can I take a message? I go, sure. My name's Jim Freed. That's Jim, F-R-I-E-D. That's spelled like Kentucky Freed Chicken. But the colonel got, when I say that, the person has never once forgotten my name after that. And I guess I do have a kind of memorable voice, too. So
yeah.
I love to do that. Then, so it's direct, it's positive, it's happy, it's memorable, and then you got to be direct to the point. I mean, after you go, hey, how are the kids, or what's going on, your little, you know, happy talk with your friend, immediately direct to the point. And I like to now schedule the calls. Oh, I'm going to write that one down because I didn't have it on my list.
You didn't schedule that?
No, I didn't, but that's a real important thing. I hate it when somebody just calls me out of the blue, because unless I absolutely have to talk to them, I work in a rhythm. My stuff, oh, that's another good one. I work in a rhythm. Boy, this
You're
is getting
so
out of hand. This is getting out of hand.
You're Mr. Bumper Sticker.
Well, I am Mr. Bumper Sticker. Drive behind me if you want to make money. So I get in a rhythm and I start going. And if somebody stops that rhythm, it's not a pleasant thing for me. So I just keep on going. And if the phone pops and it's somebody that's texting me, I just got to go. That's another thing. I have sort of a hierarchy of how you get me. If you absolutely got to talk to me immediately, text me. But if you don't have to get me automatically and immediately and you still text me, guess what I'm going to do? Ignore it.
Yeah.
And wait until I'm ready, because
I texted you the other day and you text me back a question mark. You didn't even look at the text. Does it have to say what the text? I sent you an attachment. So you need words right away?
No, I actually didn't understand what was going on with the thing. But then when you sent it to me, it was an awesome job. It was you. It was your audio about people coming in and doing
podcasts.
It's a great idea. You guys are onto something there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got these great studios.
I love helping people.
You can export your positive energy. You see, I would use the podcast. Well, I guess I've done it 450 times.
Yeah, you kind of have.
I use it to keep in touch with people. Hey, you don't have to listen, but here I am and I'm ready to help you if you need me. It's awesome. So that's, you know, it's sort of like a great transition into the next thing I wanted to talk a little bit about. That's networking. You know, people go in and they don't know how to start. They walk into a room cold. At this point, when I walk into a room, it's funny. I went into a conference on medical cannabis. My niece was speaking over here on Miami Beach medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody except her and her partners in the medical cannabis business. I walked in. The guy walking out was a friend of mine. He's a real estate guy who's interested because he has a family member that needed to use the medical cannabis. And he's just here, take my, now I'm walking. I took his tag. I walked right in. I sat down next to Buddy. Says somebody, that's somebody I've known for 25 years from the real estate business. He wanted to go and get some more information. So it just works that way for me at this point. If it's something in the state of Florida, I'm going to probably know anybody in any real restaurant at this point or business conference. But let's say you don't. Well, you go up there and you just jump in because everybody else is there too. I usually bring like 1 inch of business cards. I put them in one of those black binder clips. New person on the top, my thing on the bottom, and I exchange. They always like that. It's a great conversation piece, and I never spend more than 3 to 5 minutes now with anybody because they don't want to talk to me that much either. I got right on the business card what I want to talk about, and then I'm off. And if I go with other people and we are networking together, I kind of try to break up because I usually say to them, you know, I know you already. Time to go. Now, if I am there and I am doing kind of a double networking thing where I'm walking around with somebody, they know people, I know people. I meet their people, they meet my people. You go, well, wow, that sounds really corny. Last time I did that, it's turning into a multiple location, triple net real estate financing deal. That's a lot of jargon. That means we're going to do a whole lot of single tenant stores financed just because somebody was nice enough to introduce me to one of their friends. They didn't even, they're a lawyer. They're just going to do the legal work. They didn't even want a commission. So, you know, your networking will build over time. Make sure to listen to the other person. We've had Ivan Meisner on. He's the head of IMN.
BNI?
PNI. You know better than I do. And he always said, be a buyer, not a seller. So I'm always a buyer. I'm always listening to what everybody has to say. They always want to talk about the radio show. I use it as candy. And it's great. It's great. So we talked about networking. We talked about the one-inch binder clips. We talked about buy, not sell. And the other thing is to project your brand. Make sure you're projecting your brand consistently. Brewster Kell wears the same thing every time. I really don't. But my brand is really my energy field and my attitude, not really the image. And I'm not really on TV unless you're watching Facebook Live. And I kind of have looked the same for 35 years.
You're a little skinny now.
Well, I lost 40 pounds. But when I went to my high school reunion, I got best preserved, which means I guess that's the guy that everybody recognizes on the street when he walks by. I also had another little back channel on what I thought that meant, but we can't say that on the air. If we can't say the B word, we can't say what that meant.
Probably.
Now, let's talk for a second about another way that I'm successful. It's how I found Vivian's Kidney. It's the S&M. It's social media.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. And you go, well, I don't have anybody I know on social media. BS. Go on Facebook.
Everybody's on social media.
You got to. Facebook, I use it for my residential business. Instagram, same thing. LinkedIn is for, I got like 8,000 people on LinkedIn just by going and working it and meeting people and networking with them. You can really build it. And people want to meet you. It's just like being in a room. Facebook, you just go around, you like them, you learn the algorithms. You don't have to be a Russian hacker to figure out how to get your message to the people that want to hear you. For Vivian's Kidney, I used Spiritual. I did the ads in the cities where we had the kidney teams waiting in New York and in South Florida. I used Spiritual. I used yoga. I used God. I used Christian, I used Jew. It was all the different things. We put them all together and we found somebody that was spiritual. And that person found somebody else that was spiritual. And in the end, if you've heard me talking about Betty DeMartini, the person that saved Vivian's life, she said she looked for somebody out there that was diligently searching and that was spiritual. And I can tell you one thing, if you watched our line of content that we had, you could see that it was spiritual and positive. That's right. And now we'll go back to the top. And it's also how we're going to end this part of the segment. Remember, it's like Bruce Turkell always. I put the guy on for a reason. It's because you got to make it all about them. Ivan Meisner says it's buying, not selling. Bruce says it's all about them. For me, it's the most difficult thing that I have in my entire world is listening. And, you know, there's the famous thing you got, you know, 2 ears and 1 mouth, so you should talk half as much as you listen. But it's really difficult for me because, let's face it.
You're a chatterbox.
Well, that's why I have a radio show.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, I listen. I talk to listen, though. I ask people questions, and then I kind of listen. I say things to make them feel comfortable.
You kind of listen?
I do listen.
Okay.
I write notes down on their business cards because I forget everything instantaneously.
Good.
And then I go through the business cards, and then Lolly Green, my mom, my 79, almost 80 years old. You know, that's going to be our first trip is to go to my mom's 80th birthday party.
Hey, my mom just had her 80th birthday.
You see that? We got a lot of things in common.
It's very special.
I give them to my mom. My mom mentors them into the database. I upload the database to Sandy Abbott. We got to get Sandy Abbott back on the show because Sandy's the secret to my success. She's the one that gets my message out to the 5,000-6,000 people we have on
It's been a while.
Well, you know, I've been trying to get her back, but she's been extremely busy.
That's good. All right.
Well, listen, it's time to talk about fear in the workplace, conquering your fear. It's the most important thing you can do. I do it every single day. You do too. And if you can do it just a little bit better, boy, just think about the success you're going to have. We're going to have Connie Tang on right after this break. She is awesome. We've had her on before. She is a powerhouse. She is going to energize you. So get ready to be fired up. Wanda, rock the house.